Hi, this is Peter Frampton.
Ooh, baby, I love you.
Peter Frampton.
Do you, you feel like I do?
Well, Peter, thanks for sitting down with us. I know that you're in town to do one of your concerts here in the Valley and to promote your new album, and we just are grateful that you would take some time and spend with us and our listeners. And I know that one of the things you're most famous for is your talk box. I'm a little young and wasn't real familiar, but I got online and checked that out, and it was pretty interesting. So how did you start first come about using the talk box in some of your albums?
It was invented in the 30s or 40s, but the person that showed me the first talk box was Pete Drake, the Nashville all-time phenomenal steel player. And I was doing the All Things Must Pass sessions with George Harrison, and Pete came over, and we'd already been tracking, and he came up, set up right in front of me, and in a slow moment got out this little box, plugged a pipe into it, and plugged it into his steel, and put the pipe in his mouth, and the pedal steel started singing to me with words coming out of his mouth. It's that talk box sound. And I said, I got to get me one of them.
Wow, Peter, you've had a long career and played with a lot of very successful artists. Tell us, you know, what was it like at the peak of your career?
Well, my life completely changed sort of overnight, even though I've been professional for 15 years at that point, you know, and successful in other bands. But that was beyond all anything I'd ever experienced in my life. Just that everybody wanted a piece of you at that point. And that was before the internet. Video, that was before film and everything, where everything's on camera, you know. I still got my fair share of paparazzi and stuff like that. But whew, if that had happened in today's, I don't know whether I'd probably take the Gillette way out.
So with your new album, you've done acoustic versions of some of your greatest hits. So has that caused you to kind of look back and think a little bit more about your legacy and what you've done in your career?
Well, whether I like it or not, the first paragraph will be when I kick the bucket, is that Frampton, known mostly for Frampton Comes Alive. Yes. Am I pleased with that I'll be remembered for Frampton Comes Alive mainly? Yes, because I'm very proud of that. And it's stood the test of time. And still today, there's new fans for me. But I would like to be known mostly that I was a good guitar player.
Well, you certainly have built a great legacy. What keeps you performing after all these years? What drives you?
I was given this passion for music, specifically passion for guitar. I've had ups and downs in my career, and I've had places where I've been very low and things haven't been going well. But you know what brings me up and brings me back? I look in the corner and there she is, and I go pick up that guitar and I learn something different. Mm-hmm. It's a passion, and a passion regenerates itself. It might lay dormant for a second where you feel down, but just think about what's important to you, and it's music for me.
Kind of leading off of that, as you know, we have a financial radio show. Our listeners, we spend every week with them talking about financial issues, and that's where Damon and I's passion is. You know, we love handling those questions they have about their finances. So what have you done in your life related to finances to make you successful?
I think I've always learned from other people. If you want financial advice, then you hang around people that are really good at finances. But myself, financially, I have got a great team of people that I work with. It's very important. I know a lot about music and I wasn't that great at math. So I need a lot of help there. The awful thing with creative people, I think there's less creative people that use both sides of their brain well. You know, I think mine spills over into the calculating side and rubs it out. So it's like, you know, I need help there, but you have to really work with people that you trust and that their agenda is yours when they're talking to you and not theirs.
Well, I'm kind of the opposite of you. I'm not great at music, but certainly did well in my math classes growing up. Peter, we wish you the best of luck in your new album, and we're really grateful, and thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.